Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes you wait. We're looking at Yuma 7. 7 being my favorite number actually in all the numbers around. I was actually born on the 7th. The 7th reminds me of the Shabbat. 7 is a very interesting, very important number in general in Judaism and our way of life. But here, we're looking at Yuma 7. The Gemara is talking about the tzitz, which is the special forehead plate, the special ornament that the Kohen Gadol would wear. The Braisa talks on Yuma 7 that the tzitz, whether it is on the Kohen Gadol's forehead or not, it affects acceptance for his offerings, according to Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda says, while it is on his forehead, it affects acceptance, but while it is not on his forehead, it does not affect acceptance. According to Rav Shimon, as long as it was intact and an offering is valid, it's relevant whether or not he's wearing it at the time. Others explain it must be intact when the avoda is done, rather when the offering becomes tamei. And of course, others would explain it has to actually be on the forehead. Of course, we don't have this tzitz now. It used to say Kodesh Lashem, holy to God, on the tzitz, if I remember correctly, for the Kohen Gadol. But what do we have instead? For men, we have the kippah. For men, we have the yarmulke. We don't have the words Kodesh LaHashem, but what we have is that the yarmulke is an indication, is a reminder that there is something above. That sits for the Kohen Gadol under his hat, had a reminder that everything is Kodesh for Hashem. It was a reminder to those who saw him, for him himself, that he was carrying the duty of the Kohen Gadol, that he was Kodesh to Hashem. Us ourselves as men, we have the kippah. We have the reminder. You're not supposed to walk without a kippah. You're supposed to move around with the head covering to remind us that there is one above, that there is Hashem above, that we have a higher purpose, we have a higher living, a higher calling to do mitzvos, to do good deeds. What does the woman have? The married woman has the sheitel, or the head covering, for the beautiful mitzvah of covering the hair, which may or may not be related to the idea of the sotah, which might be where one of the proofs come for the sheitel and the head covering, for those who have it or use it, and even those who not, we have the ability to realize that there's one above. We have the ability to realize that there is Hashem above. Just as the Gemara talks about the tzitz, whether or not it affects acceptance wearing it, we should realize, especially for the men, that when we have the kippah, we're reminded of the one above, we're reminded about Hashem above. We shouldn't see it as a labor, we shouldn't see it as a tedious thing or an annoying thing, chas v'shalom, to wear the kippah. We should be proud to wear the kippah. We should be proud to have this symbol of the Jew on our head. I personally wear the kippah at work in the school, not when I'm working outside. I wear a hat or something else for safety reasons, but we need to have something above to remind us of Hashem above. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 8 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.